Ken or something, you know.
No, I still believe in a place called hope.
That's right.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up.
Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
Yeah, thank the folks at Smart Buick GMC for being the new sponsor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like those folks.
Yeah, appreciate them.
Pound and we got to go to, we got to get up there to Rogers. Doesn't he live up by us? Isn't that, oh my God. Are we thinking about the same guy?
The owner?
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking, of course, the dealership is in Whitehall. I was trying to think of, but you're right. I was thinking, he lives around in the corner from us, I think. I think Joe
Don't you know
that.
He's scared to death that you and I are going to show up at his house? Hey, buddy. Hey.
Yeah.
What's for dinner?
I did want to ask, in addition, you watched any of the basketball game? Razorbacks play tonight at 5. It's on Flow Sports. They say they have one camera angle. You can hear Cal shoot the ball. Yes. I mean, it's really low. You know, you think in this day and age, and who brought this up? Maybe it was Justin Moore did the other day. Yeah. Is it somebody would want to broadcast this, like the SEC Network, instead of showing reruns of the big game? Show this game live.
We've got our guy Trey Schaap down there,
and
he was on my show yesterday.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah, he mentioned
and that. We talked about it. And of course, you know, Cal's letting the assistants. He's watching it.
They
played a group of Bohemian construction workers.
You're terrible.
This is the worst.
They called a timeout and had
terrible.
A smoke. You know what I
mean? This is the worst. This is there's no it competition. Is. I mean, these guys are just
Trey was explaining. Like they got a little chippy at the end. I said, if you'd been driving Uber all day long and had to play basketball,
they're playing a clothing line today.
Yeah,
exactly. El Diablo or something.
Please, that's Will Ferrell.
It was Tableau. Who was it? Tableau Van Nostrum.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The Van Huisen line.
Yeah, who was it, Todd? Please,
Van Nostrum.
Today's opponent is Toros Del Valle.
Oh, please, Kazumtite.
Hey, listen. Taurus de Valle. I mean,
well, you know what that translates to? Bull.
Wasn't he in The Usual Suspects?
Yeah, I was going to say. Is that Kaiser Sose or Taurus de Valle?
Yeah, I don't.
Also, I wanted to hear your thoughts.
You can throw out the records when the Hogs play Taurus.
Anyway, that's at 5 o'clock today on Flow Sports. We'll visit with Trey tomorrow. That will be
it. I'm going to have it on.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay the whatever it is.
Well, you know, the problem is every year I've done that over the last 10 years, I've used him. I'm paying the next 6 months. I cannot get him to cancel it.
Does people of a certain age will get this? Is there is Flow Sports?
Yes.
Is their phrase still "kiss my grits"? Again, you got to be over 45 to know that.
You do. A couple things. Lost Billy Ray Smith.
Yeah.
I know you.
Boy,
that
was a tough one.
He was, you know, my age. Played with him, and I got a chance to start several games with him. Been in the same huddle with him. He was really one of the greats of all time. There's only four or five two-time All-Americans. He was one of them.
In an era, was he the most – he was – they moved him around. Who was the defensive coordinator?
Don Lindsay. Yep.
Came in and said, son, we're going to move you around. And he became such a dominant force.
Yeah. Ooh.
And I remember the Texas game, you know, in Fayetteville.
He was unblockable, Bill. His technique was so good. He came from great legacy. His dad was a great player. Yes. And he didn't have the pro career because they put him at inside linebacker, and he just wasn't, you know, he couldn't take advantage of his speed and his ability to – he was a great technique guy, and he was very difficult to block. He still holds the record for most tackles for losses and yards for losses. He was in the backfield, you know, relentlessly, and so –
He had a great career in San Diego. He's in their Ring of Honor.
Didn't have like a star deal, but was a solid player for them.
And I think they just didn't know how to use him.
Yeah,
I think that he was LT, and they made him play.
Yeah.
Didn't
like the move to inside linebacker.
Yes,
What was a shocker though is to lose him so early. Yes. He's only 64, and he's been dealing with dementia issues. The family came out with a statement and talking about they felt it was CTE, which I understand.
The science is just too clear on all that.
Yeah, well, you could also, I mean, there are other guys that are 64 and don't play football that die of dementia. It's just weird, though. It's one of the odd things. You see a guy that young, had to be tough for them, family members who were older than him, to see him, guy who was, he was extremely funny. Every interview he did, he was snappy, he was funny, he could be a smart, you know.
Yep.
But he was talented. And then what was the other? The Big P in The Sopranos.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
I was telling Chris, I said, the one thing about that is how many articles will you read that actually say
that
was his name?
The one in the Democratic Gazette today is Vincent Pastore.
Yeah, they're not going to use it.
Who was also, I didn't realize, I was looking the other games. He was in Goodfellas and Awakenings. Yeah. I don't remember his role in Goodfellas. He looked like a gangster.
Yeah, he played one of those sort of stereotypical. Oh, yeah. But you realize that show has been off the air for so long.
Yeah, that's a good
then
point.
Then you think, he was that old.
And guess how many people, he's 80, guess how many people, three of the main stars have died off that. The main stars.
Gandolfini.
Gandolfini. Yeah. And who was the other guy that was right-hand buddy?
Paulie Walnuts.
He was a great character. Yes. But one of the most significant scenes that a lot of people say in television history, if you start looking at the significant moments in a show and a series, was when he was a rat. And they took him out on a boat, and his buddies, they were all best buddies, and they killed him. You know,
Sopranos were unique in that they would kill off characters. Yeah. And so even the popular characters that you
we'd never seen that before. They were the first. Exactly. That's why a lot of people watch and say, Who was gonna die? You know, who was gonna die today? So also big news over the weekend, the Dodgers ended up picking up a Cy Young winner, already the best staff and if the Major League Baseball can't see you got a problem here, that's a problem. You defer $1 billion in payments. First of all, how was that rule allowed in the first place for the last 5 years? Yeah. Ohtani, $700 million, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's become their thing. Yeah. We're gonna win now, and I get it. And they are banking on the fact that the franchise is going to continue to grow in value over time. So when they have to ultimately make these payouts from a percentage of revenue standpoint, it'll be much. That's just from a pure business, not a luxury tax.
Right, but you would think it's from a structure standpoint. The organization would go, well, listen, we don't want to go down that road. But then you got other markets that don't have the money, that aren't in the big markets, that don't produce the revenue. They're trying to keep up with you, and it's just not a healthy thing.
It's interesting, too. The NBA quietly, this hasn't gotten a lot of press, but Kawhi Leonard, when he signed with the Clippers, he signed for the max deal, and they've got a very stringent salary cap, and that's critical for the NBA and the owners, just like the NFL. Mm-hmm. Baseball luxury tax, pretty much happy. The Yankees are happy to pay it.
Right.
But in the other two sports, it's a big deal. Kawhi Leonard, on the other hand, and the Clippers are now being investigated, and this could cost them big time, and it's some people are talking about it cost Ballmer the actual franchise. He cut a side deal and was paid $25 million by a company that Ballmer invested in.
I remember that, yeah.
And then yet there is yet another side deal that has been uncovered. And so that's a way to get around the salary cap that the owner just in, hey, Roger, you own a company. I'm going to invest $100 million, but kick $25 of this over here and use the $75 to run the company. And that's sort of a thing.
Well, the NFL, they are doing it right. Let me just tell you, the game of football, pro football, college football, they are the – what's the best phrase now? The 800-pound gorilla is the elephant in the room. I mean, they are the
shield.
They stir the drink. I don't know what is the NFL worth now? I know Jerry's franchise is worth 12 or 13 billion alone. Yeah. 100 billion, a couple hundred billion dollars.
Collectively, I would think it's well over $200 billion simply because you've got, as a whole, the revenue.
Yeah, it is. And everything they do, the eyeballs come. And so you've got college and pro football cranking up this week. Yeah, it's hard to believe we're watching it, which I don't mind. I love it. We get to watch Razorback basketball tonight again against nobody. But then you got practice starting up Wednesday. And this will be, I think this will be one of the oddest years ever because you know why? This is the first year that we've had a new coach with the transfer portal. You know, we had Sam Pittman already. He helped us transition into this, but now we got a guy we don't know anything about.
That's right.
With a bunch of players we don't know anything about.
He knows the portal.
Yeah, that's right. We don't know anything about anybody. Yes. You know, we didn't do a spring practice.
He probably knows more about it than the AD because the AD came in. It was new to him too.
You want to get? We'll go down that street.
I don't mean to be ugly. I've made that point.
You can be 100%.
This
ugly
guy is a head coach who's familiar with portal and NIL.
Chad Morris Yurecek.
I was talking with Heather Baker about she had done a cover article on AY and she tracks it or maybe it was AMP. I don't know which one of the magazines, but she could just tell, you know, you don't have quite that fever for. And I said that, you know, you can tell, you know, you're looking at interactions, your click throughs, all those kind of things, and maybe there's going to be some apathy because we don't know, we're frustrated, we're pick 16th, those kind of things.
It does seem like that there is what I call rational expectations this year, that the fan base that we've been down the road more than a few times, and it's completely understandable. And, you know, you and I coming back from Tampa, I think there's a general consensus. And look, you know, media days is like a presidential convention. You get a group think takes over, and it's always going to be these guys.
Yes.
And that's why you always miss the teams that come out of nowhere and the team that's good falls down, and because that sort of group think takes over. And I'm not – listen, I'm excited for Razorback football. Yeah. I'm going to participate every game. I'm going to live – but I have rational expectations. I do not expect to beat Georgia. I said we play them at 11 o'clock. I wish we could play them at 4 a.m.
Sure, right.
You know what I mean? Let's just get it over with.
Yeah, and agree.
So those kinds of things sort of – they temper your expectations, understandably and rightfully so. That still doesn't mean you don't want them to win and you're not participating in the game or go to the games or be excited. But I think fans in general now have that feeling, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Well, again, we'll find it real quick with the trip to Utah. Hey, Roger, would you plug that in? Make sure it's plugged in. I was going to mention, too, a birthday today. Only reason I say that, is it plugged in, Roger? I'm not getting any juice. So you might just check and just see, make sure everything's turned on.
Have you taking a pill?
While we were down in the Keys, I saw the birthday boy today, Tom Brady.
Oh yeah,
celebrating a birthday on his $20 million yacht by himself.
Himself.
You know,
now, was he by himself?
Well, it looked like he was by himself, which he just he wanted to wake up one morning and go, that's it, Rog. He said, I want to wake up one morning. Hey, I want to hop on the yacht. I'm not driving it. You drive it. And it's in this, I don't know, where does he live? Is he on the west side? He's on the east side of the state, right? He's on Miami side. I think he is.
I think he has a place in Miami. For a long time down there, he had Derek Jeter's home on Davis Island in Tampa.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think that Jeter sold that, and he sold his Tampa property, I think.
I had no idea how far it was. We picked up Jimmy Johnson last year in Miami because the FBO in, I guess, Marathon or wherever it was, the FBO was down for 2 or 3 months for whatever reason. But people, I mean, I'm telling you, it's a long drive. It's 3 hours to go from the tip of Florida, like Miami area, after Miami, to the end to Key West, which is the end of that stretch. It's three and a half hours.
You forget how long the state of Florida
is. Yeah, it's forever. Now I'm up on the other end of it,
It's 3 hours. What is it, 4 hours to Tallahassee from Tampa?
Yeah.
It's 3 hours to Gainesville.
You bet.
It's, I think, it's
state,
5 hours over to Miami. And then from Miami down to Key West. The lengthy drives, you forget about it. And it is interesting to see the consequential nature that the state has emerged in this century. Mm-hmm. From the hanging Chad recount in Florida to today. And it has exploded. I mean, Miami is not the same place.
No.
South Florida is just taking off.
Yeah, and we had a good time there. We've had a great summer of adventure thanks to Oakland. Roger, I want to thank them. We've been all over the place. I'm looking at Roger. Now, Roger's hair, this experiment with his hair, it is working. It is working. I don't know what movie I could
Dr.
relate
Petrus,
to.
There it is. It's been four months. Do I still have a little bit of a sensitivity on the top of my head? Yes. In some areas, there was trauma done to my scalp 4 months ago. So it's on average. So my roots have all taken root.
Well, look, roots. Bend over. I mean, no, I'm sorry.
Whoa, hey.
Bend your head
You're
over.
Not back at Club D's, bro.
Bend your head over. See,
look at that.
See how it's filling in?
Yeah.
It's filling in on that little.
Yeah.
Little
got some nice
now with his face tanned up.
Yep.
And he's letting it grow. He's letting it grow. He's not, don't go back to the barber for a while.
No, listen. As we speak, I'm hoping that Christy's in because I need her to shape it up.
Yeah, look, you need a, I came in for an adjustment.
Came in? It's all I need. It's all I need right there.
John Lovitz.
Once again, thanks for mentioning that, Baz, so I can throw it out there.
I like
the Dr. Petrus.
It looks great, actually.
Well,
it looks
thank you, dude.
It doesn't look like a piece. Doesn't look like he went with a rug. You're not Hank Stram over there.
Couple things here on our Middleton
D's one.
No, that's actually one of the messages.
You could have gone.
Somebody made the point here trying to read this. Said Club D's and Key West all within a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't get the Key West thing. What's going on down there?
It's a very crazy. Yes, it's a Club D's kind of place.
I just thought you were the body paint was a part of the thing.
Someone said deferring salary isn't new. Bobby Bonilla has not played since 1996.
Got a million.
But that's a one off. Yeah. There's been not another deal like that. Everybody says it's a horrible, it's a stupid deal. They made the most stupid deal ever.
And the Dodgers utilize it to your point. That's how they're able to get these big guys, because they're going to pay them in 15 years what they owe. So.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. All right, 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. Do want to thank Bill Vickery for coming in, as always, on Monday. And thank Smart Buick GMC.
Yes.
All right, listen, all you folks have been mad about graffiti. You know, we were on the road last
that's
week.
That's right. Here we go.
So we are back in the studio. And we've gotten plenty of material for you. Should be a great graffiti. So don't go away. Let's hear from you. 8:30.